On Moments of Grace podcast during the month of February, we celebrate the rich stories and unyielding threads of African American culture and contributions. Our beautiful country is an amalgamation of us all in the rich fabric of our nation. This month, during African American History Month, we share our segments we call Threads in Our Fabric.
Jane Cook Wright, November 20, 1919 to February 19, 2013, was a pioneering cancer researcher and surgeon noted for her contributions to chemotherapy. In particular, Wright is credited with developing the technique of using human tissue culture rather than laboratory mice to test the effects of potential drugs on cancer cells. She also pioneered the use of the drug methotrexate to treat breast cancer and skin cancer, mycosis fungoides. Wright's family had a strong history of academic achievement in medicine. She was born in Manhattan, New York, to Corinne Cook, a public school teacher, and Louis T. Wright, who was one of the first African-American graduates from Harvard Medical School. He was the first African-American doctor at a public hospital in New York City. As a child, Wright attended the Ethical Culture Fieldston School, then the Ethical Culture School and the Fieldston School, from which she graduated in 1938. During her time at the Fieldston School, Wright was very involved in extracurricular activities. She served as the school's yearbook art editor and was named the captain of the swim team. Her favorite subjects to study were math and science. After attending the Fieldston School, Wright received a scholarship to Smith College, where she furthered her studies and continued to be very involved in extracurricular activities. She swam on the varsity swim team, discovered a passion for the German language, and lived in the school's German house for a while. Wright graduated with an art degree from Smith College in 1942. After her time at Smith, Wright received another scholarship to attend the New York Medical College. She graduated as a part of an accelerated three-year program at the top of her class in 1945 with the Honors Award. After medical school, Wright completed residencies at Bellevue Hospital, 1945-46, and later at Harlem Hospital, 1947-48, where she became the chief resident. In 1949, she joined her father in research at the Harlem Hospital Cancer Research Center, which he had founded, and she ultimately succeeded him as director when he died in 1952. In 1949, Dr. Wright joined her father at the Cancer Research Foundation at Harlem Hospital. During her time at the Research Institute, she and her father sparked an interest in chemotherapeutic agents. They were interested in making chemotherapy more accessible for everyone. In the 1940s, chemotherapy was a new development, so it was not a well-known or well-practiced source for treatment because it was still in its experimental stage of drug development. Chemotherapy was considered the last resort, and the drugs available and dosage was not very well defined. Both Jane and her father wanted to make chemotherapy a more accessible method of cancer treatment. They were the first groups to report the use of nitrogen mustard agents and folic acid antagonists as cancer treatments. The folic acid antagonists that were tested were probably the most important discovery because the antifolates are highly potent against a vast array of solid tumors, including several types of leukemia, Hodgkin's disease, lymphosarcoma, melanoma, breast cancer, and prostate cancer. Methotrexate is still one of the main chemotherapy drugs used today to treat many types of cancer, and it has been a basis for all modern chemotherapy. In 1964, she was the only woman among seven physicians who helped to found the American Society of Clinical Oncology, and in 1971, she was the first woman elected president of the New York Cancer Society. During her career, she also collaborated with cell biologist and physiologist Jewel Plummer Cobb, another noted African-American female scientist. Wright was the recipient of many awards, including an honorary Doctor of Medical Sciences degree from the Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania. Wright retired in 1985 and was appointed Emerita Professor at New York Medical College in 1987. In describing her pioneering research in chemotherapy, she told reporter Fern Ekman, "There's lots of fun in exploring the unknown. There's no greater thrill than in having an experiment turn out in such a way that you make a positive contribution." Wright's research and achievements saved lives and gave hope beyond being diagnosed with cancer. The Moments of Grace podcast honors Dr. Jane Cook Wright for her pioneer research because she is the epitome of being a thread in our fabric.